I'd like to try that exercise I recorded a few days ago about the emptiness of the body, but do it the way I originally did it and had done it for a few weeks before I had my first awakening experience, which was to practice horizontally with the help of some cats. I want you to lie back on the ground in a comfortable way with your head on a pillow, your feet on a chair or on something to rise. This way you can get the full impact of the feeling of the environment against the skin of your body and at the same time be completely relaxed. And I'm going to do this with you. Lay back. Feel comfortable. Breathe deeply. Relax. You should feel completely relaxed. And with your feet on a chair or on a rise of some sort, just relax. Feel the bottom of your feet. Are you wearing shoes? If so, you may be able to feel the pressure against the bottom of your feet of your shoes. Otherwise, you'll feel nothing from the inside. The experience of the body is mostly a visual sense unless you're in pain or a movement of some sort or there's some sort of internal body process going on. But tactilely from the inside, there's not a lot to feel, and it's your body that's doing the feeling in this case. Moving your tension upwards into the foot, what do you feel? Do you feel a little tingling because of the electricity of attention? You still feel the pressure from the bottom of your feet from a shoe? What about the top of the arch? Is there a shoe there that feels tension? Moving the tension upwards, feel into your shin. Do you feel anything there? Do you feel your shin? Now feel your calf where it's touching the chair. You feel pressure there, don't you? What's that pressure like? What is that sensation like? And you feel the shin and you feel the calf. And the only place you really feel any sensation is that boundary between the calf and the chair. Otherwise, there's only emptiness. Moving your attention upwards into the knees, unless your knees hurt for some reason, you won't feel them. There's nothing there. With your eyes closed, you have no idea that you have legs at all, except for bits of pressure where the legs touch something. Moving the attention upwards into the thighs, what do you feel? I feel nothing. There's just an emptiness there. No sensation. Of course, if I concentrate on feeling something there, I can generate a little tingling energy. But that's a generation, not a passive reception of the experience. Moving upwards into the hips, what do you feel? Feel the pressure of the floor against your buttocks. What about the abdomen? Do you feel anything in your abdomen? And in the genital area, do you feel anything? If it weren't for your knowledge that you had a body, would you know that you had a lower body at this point, using just the tactile sense? Or is there only emptiness? Try to connect those various sensations on the foot, the calf, the buttocks. Look inside, are they connected at all? Can you tell the space between them? Are they separated by 3 inches? 3 feet? 3 miles? 100 miles? Are they only sensations floating in space with no reference or guide to be able to tell you where they are? Moving the attention upwards into the upper abdomen and the chest. What do you feel? I just feel my back pressing against the couch. And as I breathe, some tension in the diaphragm area. And a bit of my belly touching my clothes. But observing those kinesthetic experiences, I couldn't tell you how big they were, how far apart they were, how they tied together, or whether they tied together, or was just discrete sensations with no coordinate in the body. Moving upwards into the upper thorax and the neck, what do you feel? You feel sensations around your throat, moving up into your jaw. What do you feel? Moving back down to your shoulders, what do you feel? Is there anything there? Is there a sensation where your shoulders are touching the ground or the couch? What do you feel? Is there mostly emptiness with just these sensations which are hard to verbalize floating around once again? Your arms touching the ground. What do you feel? Do the sensations give your arms, as you know them in your mind, a form? Or are the sensations completely without form? Do the touch sensations have any form whatsoever? Do they have a length? Do they have a width? Do they have a depth? Do your arms, as they touch the ground, have any form whatsoever? Can you find a form for your arms? Or again, are they just sensations that float in an inner space of darkness and emptiness? Move your attention back into your throat and up into your mouth and into your head. What do you feel? anything? What do you see? Do you see lights? Blue lights, flesh-colored lights. Is there anything inside your head that you feel? So, your attention has gone entirely throughout your body. And what have you felt? Is there any form anywhere? Or are there only disparate sensations that apparently float around in space with no connection to each other? Where is your body when seen from inside? Now, where are you? Can you look around in that emptiness inside and find a you or a me? Looking inside, is there an I anywhere? Or is there only a dark emptiness, or a light emptiness, or a blue emptiness? Who are you now? Who's the one that's observing? Who's the one that's looking through the body and evaluating the experience and seeing all the floating sensations and finding it has no order, no sense, no coordination, no center? Looking around inside, where am I? Who am I? Like me, do you find nobody is there? There's absolutely nobody that's looking. There's no looker. There's no witness. There's nothing but emptiness. And you are that emptiness. And what gives that emptiness form are memories and knowledge. Memories of your body, memories of your past, images inside of what your body is like and how you remember it from last appearance. Now watch the thoughts as they arise. Can you find the I thought? Ask, where is the I thought? All day long you say, I. So where is that I? And if you look around and you hear around in the room, maybe by this time there's no longer any separation between you and the sound of the clock. If you listen closely, it sounds like it's coming inside of you. The sounds outside are inside you. You are everywhere. You permeate everything. And yet you, as an I, do not exist. So, which is the real world? The world now you experience of emptiness that contains everything, with no form, no connection, just sensations? Or the world you were in half an hour ago, with its sounds and your body and the room and comings, goings, and thinkings? Which world is more real? Okay, this ends the experience. If you want to replay it, do the whole process over again. Any number of times. It's time to go.